Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. A show that happens twice a week, where two old guys and one rather...
Radiant. Beautiful.
That's pretty generous.
Glowing.
Beautiful, I'll give. Radiant. Radiant? Come on. Radiant? That's pretty. That's comparing yourself to the Earth's sun.
She's a priest of the sun god, right?
Oh, well, then in that case. Yeah, fine. Radiant.
And one person who is growing my child.
Me.
Talk about old games. Today, Original Flavor Wednesday, we're playing through IGN's Top 100 Super Nintendo Games. And today we have reached number 35.
The coveted 35.
You only get to your 35 once. Sim City. Oh, we have a special guest host. If they didn't know through all that, what was going on?
The Radiant.
The Radiant.
Sun Priestess.
The Irradiated Radiant. Radiant? Megan Holland.
Hello, everybody.
Of Kirby's Avalanche fame.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Harvest Moon. Yeah,
glad. And Manpog.
Glad to be back. Can't wait to talk about SimCity.
Well, I'm your bearded host, Tyler.
I'm married to him.
And she is the Radiant guest host, Megan. And I guess we have a couple's story.
Oh, okay.
We do. We're going to tell you a story together.
Okay. I like the look that you gave me. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
So your wife's out of town, and we have a couple story.
We have a couple story, and you're part of it. I don't know how I feel.
Welcome
right
to
now.
The guest star position.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're a unicorn. Well, when Meg and I got married, I had just graduated culinary school. She was going into the priest or going to seminary, so we didn't have any money, but we were getting married anyway. They're like, we don't need any money to get married. It's fine. Let's get married.
True.
Tyler's very generous parents offered to take us on vacation, sort of as a honeymoon.
It's like, yeah, we'll pay for your honeymoon, but we get to go too.
No deal.
Well, we're pretty desperate.
Oh, we're like, I don't know. Like, we'll get separate rooms. All right.
Like, was it between this and maybe going to Ryan's?
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically.
All right, well.
So we went on our very romantic honeymoon with Tyler's parents and his little brother and his girlfriend.
And my brother's girlfriend at the time.
They're
not together anymore. Spoiler. But they're in all our honeymoon pictures.
She's actually in our wedding pictures.
One day your child is going to go, who's that? When they look at your photographs.
That's the girl my brother fucked.
We don't remember her name.
I'll remember her name.
Because it makes every time we mention her, it makes his current wife go, So.
She hates that that his ex-girlfriend's in all of our wedding pictures.
I don't
understand
why. And
I'll chastise her like, you didn't even come to our wedding. So.
Good point.
She didn't. Anyway, we're on... a carnival cruise to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different kind of levels of like cruise lines. Carnival would be like the Super 8 okay. cruise mm-hmm. line.
Our all cruise right. ship okay. looked like Casino World from Sonic or Casino okay. Night. Like right. everything was like
that's
neon,
a good music.
Pink and black. Yeah.
You're bouncing off of pinball flippers and it sounds like a good time.
Yeah. So one night we hear some ruckus in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. The room directly across the hall from us.
And was it amorous ruckus?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
It wasn't.
I made my parents get a room like several down
yeah.
from us. Because like my mom,
so
was
you
like,
didn't hear their amorous ruckus, or they didn't hear your amorous ruckus.
Right, my parents gave up on that a long time ago.
Right,
like well, my brother and sure, his ex girlfriend stayed with them in their room, but then we hear the ruckus across the hall. It's yelling. It's yelling that eventually spills out into the hallway.
It's domestic disturbance.
Is it? And there's no sea cops, right? No.
Well, they
you know
they
have. You know what they have?
Dolphins.
They just have
dolphins with 9mm.
They just have the like Filipino room stewards.
Okay, all right, qualified.
That make the towel animals on your bed.
Uh huh.
That's who they sent.
They also moonlight a security guard
to protect and comfort.
They do not know what's going on whenever you involve them in that way. They don't know what to do. But this guy is yelling at his girlfriend about. No, it was the girlfriend's yelling at him, right?
No, he was really, he's in the out in the hall with the Filipino room steward saying, "She hit me! She hit me!"
I guess we should have also said the smell of the room. We could hear a ruckus, but he could also smell marijuana strong.
I was hoping you were going to say it smelled like sex.
No. So he's yelling, and then the room starts like, "What, sir? Sir, what? Sir, what?"
I want to point out that if they came out of the room that reeked of marijuana smoke and they're fighting, something like actually worth fighting about happened in that room. Because usually when you smell that smell, it's two chill people coming out of the room.
And then, so he's yelling about how she hit him, and the wife finally kind of stumbles out and says,
"Oh, what? You can drink all day, but I can't hit you?"
Put it on a shirt.
No, she said, "You can smoke pot.
You can smoke pot all
day,
and I can't hit
and
you.
And I'm not allowed to hit you."
You're keeping it TVG.
Yeah, he was high, and she was drunk. And they were yelling at the Filipino room steward, and like, take her to the security office. And like, he's just, and eventually he's like, "Okay, come with me." And he's like, "Good, about time." And they just walked in the hall together and hear anything else.
They just all three followed the Filipino room steward to cruise ship jail willingly.
I was hoping that you were going to say that the room steward just pushed one of them overboard.
Just look in the water. Look in the water.
Dolphin.
You're my wife now.
You will be judged by the sea.
I will smoke pot and you can't hit me.
Some people are into that. That's fine.
The finest of my voice impersonations, Filipino room steward. Perfect.
Unfortunately, not the most racist.
Oh, I guess there are some things that towel animals just can't solve. Some problems that an elephant wearing your sunglasses can't.
They do that one for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you leave your sunglasses or your eyeglasses in the room,
yeah,
then your towel animal will be wearing your glasses.
Great. That's exactly what I want. A nerdy elephant when I wake up.
Well, they don't do it while you're sleeping.
when you open your eyes, it's on your chest wearing your glasses.
When else do I take my glasses off? It's like, well, I'm going out for the day. Goodbye, glasses. I'll see you when I go to bed.
Today's going to be an adventure for me. Worth that towel animal.
I'm just going to Magoo my way through this Monday.
They don't come in while you're sleeping.
What the fuck you paid them for?
They come in while you're out of the room.
But why would I have my glasses off when I'm out of the room?
Maybe you're wearing contacts that day.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, you buy another pair of glasses just for the purposes of being put on.
Specifically.
Leave them beside the towels in your room and just like, they better fucking do this.
Hint, hint.
What is up, internet? I am Dave, your bespectacled host. And I was going to tell a different story, but you two inspired me with your couple story. I've been holding on to this one for a little bit. I was waiting for the right moment, and you both have inspired me to share now. And it's because it's kind of similar. I went to New York one time for work. I had to go, and I had to, they put me up in a hotel with my coworker who was, and still is because we're both alive. so spoilers, one of us doesn't die.
Small Filipino room store.
Right, exactly. And he tells me this weird story about this drunk and high couple. No, it was a coworker of mine.
I met my wife. I tell you about.
Me and my coworker were in a room together. He is a couple years younger than me. He is much more reserved than I am, by a long shot. So I'm always kind of trying to mind my P's and Q's around him because he is legitimately a wonderful guy and I don't want to offend him. And so I'm always trying to be super polite and mindful. Okay, so this is going to probably sound a little weird, but we were having a conversation about how our how difficult it is to iron. And we had packed our clothes, right, for this whole trip in our small-ass suitcases. And when we took all our clothes out, they were all kinds of wrinkled. So I'm like, you know what? I think I can – let me show you how I iron my pants. And I was like, the pants that I wore on the plane, they're pretty wrinkled. So I'm gonna wear them tonight to dinner. So I take my pants off, and I get the ironing board. And then I'm like, hey, look, there's two ironing boards in here. I point out the other one. And he's like, yeah, there is. I was like, well, I'll tell you what. Take your pants off, and we'll iron them together. So he gets the ironing board. He's like, okay. So we set the ironing boards up so they're parallel to one another. And we're facing one another with our pants off. And we're ironing our pants. And then from next door, all of a sudden, we hear just the loudest fucking, just the most raucous, like the kind of sex you pay for loud. Like there is no doubt in my mind that either one of two things was going on next door. Someone was paying for sex or someone was filming a production because...
Yikes.
it was very loud, and this woman was very into it. So I have to.
Maybe she was just into it. Why do you think that she was being paid?
Women don't like sex.
Man. Well, see,
that's not how it works.
I've never experienced sex where the woman has liked it. Mm-hmm. So I just assume.
Neither have I.
I just assume that you have to give them some kind of compensation in order for that to happen. Mm-hmm. Like during. It's like it's an advance.
Like you have the tip jar beside the bed, Meg, that I have to constantly be putting money in every time we have sex.
Just the tip jar. Hi-o.
It's like, so you need to tell, there are two beds in this hotel room. I'm going to lay in one and jerk off. Why don't you lay in the other one and also jerk off?
We interrupted.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
We interrupted your story. I'm sorry, Dave.
That's okay. No, we didn't. We didn't both go to our beds and jerk off. What I did was try not to make eye contact with this guy and figure out how the fuck I could get my pants on without looking at him or saying anything. That didn't happen. So eventually, what I had to do was just look up at him and be like, "Sounds like someone's having more fun than us." He didn't take the hint. So nothing happened. We put our pants back on.
I'll also be like, oh, don't get an erection. Don't get an erection. Don't get an erection.
I have to be in the moment. Like when I was like 12, I get an erection like that.
See, I'm still like that.
Really? I can turn that shit on and off. There. No.
Meg gives me a hug no matter where we are. And just like,
oh, well, that's okay. Love. Well, that's different. That's
it's
love.
True love.
Yeah.
It's true love.
That I've true loved a lot of weird people.
Did you say a lot of windy people? A lot of Wendy's employees. I've truly been loved by Tyler.
Because they hand me a Frosty and I'm just like,
I can't. You have to stop making me laugh so hard. I'm going to throw up. It's a true fact.
I guess then we could discuss SimCity.
Okay, you want to do that?
Yeah.
That's probably what everyone tuned in for.
Unless it's going to give you one.
They didn't talk about Meg laughing and throwing up at my Filipino room steward and your ironing. So I guess before SimCity, the title is just a little vague.
Is it?
It's a little vague. So we should probably wait for it. Meg, do you hear that?
It sounds like to me a very effective mass transit system that will help clear up our traffic jams in this fine city.
I bet it would. It sounds like that to me, too.
How do I make a 16-bit noise for a train?
It's like Morse code for a train.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll send assistance. It sounds like the Dave Reads from Wikipedia train.
Is that it? Okay. That's exactly what all right. It was.
Okay. It's riding through our Sim City, delivering, spreading good news and cheer to all.
Mm.
Okay, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal, guys. I have a little bit of bad news. You may have heard of Sim City before.
Yeah.
And that's because it's been around for a long time, and there are a lot of iterations of Sim City. So the Wikipedia entry is kind of all over the place. So I'm just going to read. I'm just going to read whatever is here, and then we can figure out if it's valuable information or not.
Okay. So it's like the entire history of everything that is SimCity?
Yeah, do you guys have like 20 minutes?
Yeah.
You want to?
Yeah.
I mean, we've never marathoned a day of reading some Wikipedia, but I mean, we can start. Whew. Okay, guys. SimCity is an open-ended city-building computer and console video game series originally developed and designed by Will Wright. It is published by Maxis. I never knew how to pronounce that as a kid, even. Maxis.
Mm-hmm.
I would always make a joke about maxi pads whenever I would see the logo come up for any of the Sim games.
Like to who you're, like, are you playing with other people and you're making a joke about
nope,
maxi
him
pads?
Alone in a room.
I never really revealed this to anybody. I gained a lot of my sense of humor from the Beagle Springer Spaniel mix that we had when I was living in Iowa. And that's usually who I would bounce all my material off of. She really liked the maxi pad goof. It was a long running thing.
For what was her name for some type of trivia?
Her name was Baja.
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 She was named after a singer that I had never heard of. We got her when she was 3, and we thought it would be wrong to change her name. Confusing. We didn't want to confuse her.
Yeah, that's fair.
She is the one I told the story a while back about tossing the rabbit tail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was Baja. also a great hunter.
I actually heard a story on Facebook. On Easter Day, a friend's dog ate a whole nest of baby bunnies in front of a group of children.
Oh, wow.
On Easter Day.
Can we get that dog on the show?
One of the kids came in running and said, Moose has something alive. Moose has something alive. Yeah, just ate a baby bunny in front of a group of children on Easter Day.
That is probably... Probably the best way you could spend Easter with your child. I'm just, if you enjoy hard, difficult questions, that's probably.
Well, I'm going to do that every year with my child. I'm going to starve a dog for like 3 days and set up some baby bunnies.
So you're going to start starving the dog when Jesus dies.
When Jesus dies.
So that when Jesus rises, the dog is ready to go.
I'm going
to
build a tomb, a small dog tomb, put it inside, wheel the
roll
the
a rock in front of it,
and wait 3 days, roll the stone away, and the dog eats a bunny. The story of Easter.
Yes.
Veto that Mm-mm. parenting so, plan.
No, we'll be divorced by then. So that's what we're doing on my Easter's.
Okay.
I'm coming over to your house. You, the Wendy's employee, and me are going to watch a dog.
The Wendy's employee that gives me a hard on that I realize is my one true love and leave you for. And we have our dog Easter cannibalism Sundays.
What's your dog's name? What's your fictional dog's name?
I have similar to yours, only I'll name it after Jerry Seinfeld's comedic friend, Banya.
Okay.
So, Banya.
Perfect. I can see Banya eating bunnies. Yeah. So, it's published by Maxis. That's right. We were talking about a game.
Yeah.
which is now a division of Electronic Arts.
Yeah. They've fucking ruined the last SimCity. Oh, yeah.
We know a little bit about that. The game was first published in 1989 as SimCity. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
And it has spawned several different editions sold worldwide. The ongoing success of SimCity has also sparked the release of many other spin-off Sim titles, including 2000's The Sims, which I know Meg is super familiar with.
Super familiar. That's part of the reason I came on
this. It says that in here.
Does it say that?
It's like, check Megan's lady boner currently. It is thriving.
The Wendy's employee came over, gave her The Sims, took you to the other room. Everyone wins. I listened through the wall.
Ironing your pants.
Iron my pants and occasionally throw a dollar bill at the wall.
Part of the reason I'm here is because I feel like I know the psyche and motivation of Sims. Sims that live in a city. Sims that live in a tower. Sims that live in a monstrous house that I built for them.
I know Sims. Sims that are ants.
Sims that live in burrows, yeah.
I always wanted Sim Ant as a kid.
Sim Ant is really good.
It is.
I never get to play it.
Wily of Super Star Wars fame. His second favorite game, I believe, of all time.
Sim Ant? Man, I wanted to play that so bad. I'm jealous of both you and Wily.
You can still play it.
Can I?
You can.
Nope.
There's an embargo. It's like they sent Sim Ant to Cuba. They're like, nope, no more Sim Ant.
Your dad caught you doing something bad a long time ago and permanently grounded you from Sim Ant.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. There is a little bit on here about the Super Nintendo version, which is, I'm assuming, that's what I played. The SNES port of SimCity is very similar to the original edition, but has some unique features. Reward buildings can be built as they are given to a mayor, like a mayor's mansion and a casino. A monster that sometimes attacks cities or is released upon cities by their mayor. I don't know why you would do that to yourself other than sadistic mayors.
The mayor's a jealous god.
The monster is Bowser from some popular Nintendo game series called Super Mario Brothers 1985. I don't know. When a player...
The Koopa King? Is that who you're talking about?
I don't know who Bowser is. I don't know.
I played the first Mario, and then I was like, this is clearly going nowhere, and I stopped.
This is not going to take off.
Yeah.
You played the first one in 1985 when you were 1 year old?
Yeah. I was a prodigy.
Yeah. And you called it then and there as a 1 year old. You were like, no.
Yeah. I was like, no, this is done.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Good job,
1 year old Tyler.
That's it. That's SimCity. I feel like everyone knows what they need to know.
Yep.
I feel like this is a game that everyone played. Am I right?
Yeah.
I did. I played this for Super Nintendo. I played it for PC.
You played this on Super Nintendo when you were a kid?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Of course, over at Josh Nance of Uniracers fame, Josh Nance has always been, this kind of game has always been like his bread and butter. He's always really excelled at this kind of game. So I played with him. I wasn't very good at it. I did what I imagine most people did. You use the money code to get max money.
$1 million, yeah.
You buy a bunch of buildings, and then you just destroy them.
Yeah.
That's not how I played at all.
How did you play it, man?
I was very careful. I, of course, used the max money code.
Well, I mean, really, who didn't?
But I was really
careful. Josh Nance of Uniracers fame.
Well, sadist. Masochist. Both.
No, I play very carefully. I want to plan out. You know, the little quadrants of residential, commercial, industrial.
The RCI.
I want to be...
Got to keep your RCI right.
Yeah, you have to. In order to make good decisions with the spacing of the roads and the trains.
Because was this a release title? I remember it being on the box of my Super Nintendo, like on the back.
You know, it doesn't mention that in the Wikipedia article, and that is really the extent of my knowledge on anything.
Oh, okay. I just saw it on the... Was it 1991? So it was on the title screen
when it came out. It was released. So I thought it was. I remember going to Movie Hut, and I had rented all the other games, and I rented this, and this did not have the single photocopied sheet of the instruction manual inside. So me, as a kid, trying to play this with no instructions, having my base of all the games be like Mario, that like no idea what I was doing. I didn't understand this until I played it with Josh like years and years later.
I feel like it does a really good job of explaining how to play it, though.
In practice mode?
I'll see.
Big shot. No. Big shot over here. Skip practice mode.
Let's just play the game.
No, you can't do that. Yeah, you can't do that. Because practice mode pretty much walks you through how to play the game, which I thought was cool because a lot of PC ports don't do that.
Yeah.
Like Populous, where you're kind of left scratching your head thinking this probably is a cool game.
Because this, okay, because I had to think long and hard about this. Because clearly, SimCity, this game is just going to be better on PC. This is a PC game. And that's the way it should be played. But I had to really think to myself, like, I can't look at this through modern eyes. I have to look at it how it was back then.
Yeah.
I didn't have a PC back then. So, like, I don't think PCs weren't the standard for everybody's house. It was, you're more likely to have a console than you are a PC, I feel like, at that age.
Probably.
You're probably going to have one or the other. You're not going to have both. And I feel like if you're going to get something that's going to play games for your kid, you're going to buy a console because it's to play games.
We had a PC and no SNES.
You see, I had an SNES and no PC.
But I'm just saying, we played games on it.
Yeah, I mean, I had a PC too, and no, I did end up buying my own SNES, but that's a story for another day. Yeah.
So it's good. It's not a console game, but it's good that it was ported so everybody got to experience it.
I think they ported it well.
Yeah.
Honestly, I played it on the Mac when I was in middle school. It was a class that I took. We had a SimCity class. It was one of our electives. We had a whole bunch of electives we could take.
Are you serious?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm 100% serious. It was... not to brag, it was part of a gifted program. not to brag or anything. Mm-hmm. Still not sharing my ACT score, which I am convinced that gifted, quote unquote, gifted programs are just a way to teach kids like me how to goof off and not do real schoolwork.
I'm sure all of us were in a gifted program at one point in our lives, all three, because I know you were in Governor's School for the Arts, Meg.
Yes, I was.
Jacob York of Wolf Fighting fame was not. And he's still embittered about it. He auditioned for it multiple times and didn't get in.
I can't believe you didn't bring that up in interview times.
I didn't even think about it. I totally should have. Because I went to Super Saturdays in Summa. I didn't even try for Governor's School of the Arts. I should have. We could have met then, Meg, and you would have not liked me.
Did you do GT, Gifted and Talented,
mm-hmm.
at your school?
Mm-hmm.
We could have met then.
Just wasn't, the time wasn't right.
Mm-mm. I guess not.
The time wasn't right.
We were at the same place for our senior prom.
Yeah, we went to the same restaurant on the same night.
I think our junior and senior year we did.
Oh, I don't know if it was the same night.
Our senior year, we know it was the same night.
That explains the raging erection you had all night.
Yep.
You were just in the presence of your future wife.
It was a real sliding doors moment.
Yeah.
Real sliding doors moment.
Mm-hmm.
We could have met then.
When you were with your gay prom date and I was with my coked out prom date and we just had a good time.
To be fair, my prom date was also pretty coked out.
You doubled down.
I doubled down.
Yeah, we had a class where a group of us were in charge of a city. We had to make a city. And at the end of the, we had 9 week periods. We didn't have semesters.
You had 9 weeks to make a city?
We had 9 weeks. We had to reach a certain population. We had to reach a certain value. And our grade in the class was determined by that. If we didn't reach the value, we wouldn't get an A. So also you couldn't use the $1 million cheat code because it was pretty obvious when the teacher would come around and be like, oh, I see you have $800,000.
And two houses.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we were pretty hardcore. We were pretty hardcore SimCity crowd.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
But I never played the Super Nintendo version until doing it for this show. And I think they did a really good job of porting it. I was really, really impressed. I thought this was going to be a miserable experience from a user interface point of view because on the PC, you're moving a mouse cursor around.
It's much easier.
And it is. That's easier. But, and we've seen it in other games. I hate to keep picking on Populous, but like in Populous, you have to move the cursor around with the D-pad. That's a pain in the ass. But what they've done in the SimCity in the SimCity port is they've set up shortcuts where if you hit the start button, the cursor automatically goes to the top menu bar. If you hit the select button, it automatically goes to all your tools on the left side of the screen. And if you hit select again, it moves the cursor back to where you had it on the map. So you don't have to drag the cursor around everywhere. You can use these shortcuts.
Something I noticed immediately, like the load times are a little rough.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Which, I mean, it's to be expected.
Like when you switch to a map or a statistic or something. Yeah. Takes a long time.
So I'm not used. I mean, I wasn't used to load times on a cartridge except for playing. Remember, there was a Batman game for Super Nintendo. I can't remember the title, but every time you would, it was a side scroller, but the screen would load after, you know, each scenario, and it was like a 45-second load time in between you just switching screens, and it fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
I want to say maybe it was Batman Forever. I don't know for sure, but
it definitely wasn't The Adventures of Batman and Robin.
Nope. that game was okay. But the load times were bad. You start off at the year 1900.
Yeah.
I'm glad they had nuclear power plants in the year 1900.
It's helpful.
Airports.
You can't buy them unless you're a dirty cheater.
Unless you cheat.
A cheater, McCheater pants.
What, football stadiums and airports and...
I think they had football stadiums.
In 1900?
Yeah.
When was football a thing?
Well, you've come to the right guy to ask that question, Meg. I'm so glad.
Tyler and Dave.
Football started in 1928. They were called Leatherheads back then.
Okay, all right, that's right. See, I'm confusing it with the European football, which they played on the Mayflower.
Okay,
that's where that started.
Yeah. With the heads of Aztec warriors that they would get when Ponce de Leon stole all the gold.
Yes.
That's how football started.
And that's what they played for. Mm-hmm. That's why you say you're going for the gold. It has nothing to do with the Olympics. It has everything to do with the Aztecs.
Mm-hmm. With the blood gold from the Aztecs.
The blood gold, right.
Don't call and correct us, Dennis. We know we're right.
Don't even bother.
Don't bother.
Tyler and Dave talk about sports.
We should do a sports podcast. Would that not be the best thing ever? Sports. We should just get sports news weekly and then just talk about it.
I can imagine a whole hour just comparing and contrasting different kinds of balls. You know, the baseball.
Mainly ours. Well, I've got this big blue vein.
Well, Dave, here are my balls. Look at my balls, Dave. I feel like something in this game was pretty accurate to real life, which is no matter what you do, people are always going to complain.
Oh, yeah.
That brings you to the psyche of a sim. Sims are never happy. They are always... They're creatures of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel like you're writing a sermon right in front of our eyes.
they're creatures of hope, but here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Their hopes are always dashed. Always dashed.
So Will Wright is just a nihilist, and he just
because they foolishly put their faith in the hands of us.
Uh-huh.
Us. We're terrible.
Are we?
I don't know. I didn't take a sim class. Like some
no, my did. My citizens thought I was pretty horrible.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did.
No, they always think you're bad. You try to like unlock the secret of keeping Sims happy, and the secret is Sims will never be happy.
I think they were mainly not happy with me because I named my city Bonerton.
Pretty good.
That's one of the best things about the game is you can name the city whatever you want.
Within 8 characters.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to enjoy it. I'm trying to like it. But it's just playing this game the way it's supposed to be played has never really been my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to look at it objectively for its time, I feel like it was good.
Man, I think good. For now it's still pretty good.
See,
I have fun with stuff like this.
I do too. I spent way too much time playing this game. I couldn't pull myself away from it.
You feel like this is better than like SimCity 2000 or
never played it.
The other okay.
Never. I haven't played any of the other ones. So yep.
Okay.
The other ones actually, once they get more complicated, are sometimes less fun. You have a lot more things to juggle and balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot more unhappy Sims.
Just The higher the population, the more people are pissed at you. Is that what you're saying?
It's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would play this sort of like the way, of course, I couldn't play it without using the money code. I didn't like it. I couldn't do it very well. I just got, people are bitching at me. I don't have enough roads. I don't have enough railroads. I don't have enough money. Turn on the code to have all the money, but then it's like playing the hacked version of Diablo.
Oh yeah, that's no fun.
To where it's fun for like a little while, and then it's just like,
You don't want that sweet SimCity trainer. You can dupe all your sweet swords.
Let's see. The music,
yeah.
Super soothing. It's like you're back in the womb again, listening to the sweet SimCity music until there's a natural disaster.
I turned it off.
You didn't like it?
No, I turned it off. It felt like I was in an elevator the entire time. The entire time I was like, this music is going off and Spotify is opening and I'm playing Sonic Youth.
Okay. I think I know who that is.
It's the perfect SimCity music.
Do you?
They do closing time?
No.
Nope.
Oh my
God. Then no, I don't. No.
I'll send you a Spotify link.
You even watched Juno.
Yeah.
Talk about Sonic.
You have been to Juno, Alaska.
Who did do closing time? Who was that?
I don't know.
Sonic Youth, man.
I don't know. I don't want to know who did closing time.
Now we're gonna get sued, Meg. Just stop.
No, we're okay with one. We're okay with one line. So if you could just repeat that over and over again. I want to also, by the way, I'll go ahead and thank you on behalf of all our listeners for you getting that stuck in their heads.
You're welcome, listeners.
Have a good rest of your Wednesday.
I could sing you the SimCity song.
Can you?
No.
Do you know it?
No.
I would be really impressed because it is not memorable at all.
It's not. It's not a catchy jingle.
So how exactly do you make money in this game?
Taxing.
Yeah, okay. you gotta tax people.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta tax, and the more people you attract to your city, the more revenue you can generate.
So you need a lot of residents to get the people to move there, but then they need jobs. So
right.
You got a lot of stuff, and they'll need the commercial place so they can get groceries and things, and then you've got to build.
And it's non-ending.
No.
Somebody probably has a SimCity game going on. Well, today.
In this version, the amount of land you have is pretty limited.
It is really limited. I was trying to think back in the day. I couldn't remember if the maps were more expansive than this or not, but I did feel like the maps were pretty small.
There are 999 different maps.
There are. When you generate, you get to choose what number you want.
It's a really long loading time for that as well.
It is, but I think that's expected because it's generating the map. Mm-hmm. That always seems to take a while, even like in modern games. But yeah, that's kind of weird for a console game because you're not used to it.
Yeah, not at all. Not until I started playing games on CD that I was like, oh, loading time. Okay.
Right.
This is a thing I'm going to have to deal with for a long time.
Yes.
Okay.
Then you also choose your difficulty. You choose the name of your town, which is probably going to be Bonerton, because it's 8 characters, like Meg said. So Boner Town won't work, so you have to go with Bonerton, which is fine because it sounds much more upscale. The second thing you do is choose the map, 1 out of 99.
Wait, 999.
No, I'm sorry. It's actually 1,000 because it starts at 0. We learned that the hard way from Dave and Tyler Fail at Math.
Yep.
You have to
that
count
iconic
that.
Episode got to of count
that, the one that everyone writes and calls in about. I love it. And then you choose your difficulty. Easium.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite difficulty. Easy, medium, or hard.
Okay. Like, I can't, sort of like Pilot Wings, like, this game appeals to a certain of people.
Okay. A subsection.
A subsection of people.
I don't know.
Okay. What subsection would that be?
People who like simulations.
Oh.
I don't.
People, I feel enlightened. Enjoy, I don't know I about got, you, Meg.
I don't know, because I don't really like things like flight simulators or anything like that. But
okay.
I really like stuff like this.
So the risk of making you angry, then, people who enjoy like controlling and creating and then managing.
I do like that.
I do like controlling everything.
I do like.
Well, this game's all about management.
Management, yeah.
Like, that's what this game is about.
I
it could
do
be,
like that.
It doesn't even have to be a city. I mean, it's just you're managing the city's resources. I mean, it could be pizza. It could be Sim Pizza Shop. and had the same effect because you would just manage different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I like all of the sim games.
But you can't name your pizza joint Bonerton, so don't even. That's why they made Sim City. But
Dave, I'm not taking a small business loan.
we're gonna found a city.
You could in Sim Tower. You could name your tower Boner Tower.
That seems.
Is that what you did?
Really fitting.
That is never what I did ever.
Never.
What did you
I'm
name
just
it?
Saying. I don't know. I think remember I that came
CD
up with
that
a
you
lot.
Had called Sex Jams.
You had your, a CD in your old CD case. Sex Jams.
Sex Jams.
That's pretty cool.
It was more like sexy was, jams.
Was Closing Time on there?
I went into this game thinking I would absolutely loathe it. I didn't loathe it.
I know
it,
you did.
But it also just like, I can appreciate it for what it is, but it's not my thing.
So how accurate was your representation of Paducah? That's where we live, Tyler.
Well, if Paducah had a lot of Bowser attacks and tornadoes and earthquakes after building lots of airports, then right, it's exactly like Paducah.
so pretty spot on.
Yep.
Pretty spot on. Yep.
If anybody's ever been to Paducah, listener, like, watch out.
Megalixir knows, and they can attest.
Yep.
We actually survived. By our wits combined, we survived a Bowser attack that happened right outside of
Tadpog. Like, we'll fly in to see you guys. Drive. Don't fly into Paducah.
Oh, yeah.
Bowser will knock your plane out of the sky.
I want to talk about Dr. Wright a little bit.
Okay, please do.
Dr. Wright
is
that the mayor?
No, he's
that little. The
guy with the green hair with the. Isn't I thought he was.
He is an Oompa Loompa.
Okay.
Who is. His job is to tell you how to mayor. He is like a mayor mentor. When Bowser attacks, Bowser chases him across the screen. He lets you know when there's an emergency in the city. Mm-hmm. He also teaches you how to play the game.
Not that you would know.
You wouldn't know mm-hmm. that, but that's. Nope. That's okay. I understand you don't like this kind of game, so you probably wouldn't. You probably wouldn't like Dr. Wright. Probably too aggressive.
Coming out with butt heads.
Too aggressive. The first time I saw him, I was kind of like, oh, he seems like a pretty cool guy, but he reminds me a lot of Tyler. So like too similar. Like they are too similar. Like they're both really awesome people, but like get them in a room together, and they're just gonna. It's going to be a power struggle.
I do know how to summon natural disasters. So, yeah.
Also, there is a scenario mode. We talk about practice mode, where Dr. Wright walks you through how to play the game. There is build a city mode, where you choose the map and do your own thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's scenario mode, where there are scenarios.
Like a pre-made city.
There's a pre-made city, which are modeled after real cities.
Uh-huh.
And typically, these cities are undergoing some kind of disaster that you have to manage. Right. Like the San Francisco earthquake is one of them.
Right.
And you have to build.
Or the city with tons of pollution.
Yes, there is.
Hong Kong.
I forget which one it was.
Los Angeles?
The city.
Maybe it might have been Los Angeles. No.
I can't remember which one it is. There's one with there's Detroit, where you have to take care of crime and pollution. There's one for traffic. There's Tokyo, which is a Bowser attack. So there are actually, you said earlier that the game just kind of goes on. The main simulation does, but they're like these scenarios have a very defined start and end.
Okay.
From what I understand, they put them in the game because simulation games weren't really a thing. So they felt like they needed to have something in there so that people could say they beat it.
Okay.
I did not like scenarios.
Scenarios are fucking hard. Here was my strategy on scenarios. All you have to do for most of them is take care of everything in 5 years. It does not matter how much money the city has when you're done. So I would just spend everything to fix the problem as quickly as possible. And then 5 years would end. They'd be like, all right, you took care of those earthquakes. Thanks. And I would leave and they would have no money.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I can't criticize it. So just like, if you like this sort of thing, good. It's a, and you only had a Super Nintendo, good way to go.
Do you think it belongs on the list?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised.
Absolutely. I think, I mean, just because it's not my thing, I can recognize it as a good game and a unique experience to the Super Nintendo. I actually probably put it a little bit higher because of how unique it is to the Super Nintendo.
I like it right where it is because I didn't think this game was going to be good. I thought it's a port of a PC game, which automatically puts it on a shitty list. But I was really surprised.
I've got some achievements.
Thank you for acknowledging what I said with noises. I appreciate it.
I didn't know what else to say. I was like, yep. First one is Koopa Troopa, and that is where you just let Bowser just destroy your city. You don't even fight him. Next one is Detroit Rock City. You don't build a police department.
Okay. All right. I've got a Detroit-related one as well.
And then...
when you go bankrupt.
Patiently particular person. And that is you view all 1,000 landscapes to choose the right one for
you. Wow. That would take a very long time because it takes a long time to load each map.
It's an easy one, but yeah, it's a time commitment.
Is it? Here's what I've got. I've got Mark of the Beast. And in order to unlock Mark of the Beast, you need to choose map 666.
Nice. Mm. Nice.
And then summon Bowser and let him destroy your city. I've got a cleverly named achievement called RoboCop. And in order to unlock RoboCop, you have to beat the Detroit scenario, which you have to, I'll do you one better. You have to reduce all crime to 0% in Detroit. Very difficult to do. Very difficult to do. Took me about maybe 20 police stations to get it down to the point of passable for this scenario. It was a lot.
I can't even imagine RoboCop being in Detroit because of Cards Against Humanity. I feel like every game of Cards Against Humanity that we play, when someone says the Mexican people have invested millions of pesos into this, someone always plays RoboCop. Always.
RoboCop,
I don't know why.
Technology.
Always.
Makes sense.
So they say RoboCop, I thought, oh, Mexico.
Oh, RoboCop is in Mexico.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
I would like to see RoboCop the Mexican joint. I think that would be an interesting movie. That should have been how they spun the latest
new one.
Movie.
New one.
They probably would have been a lot better. That is all that I have. I wish I could come up with a clever achievement where you read the game facts. Because there is a hilarious one that I will share the link to.
Okay.
You will enjoy it the most because it is clearly written by a child.
Yay.
It's pretty good. And they just pretty much teach you how to play the game and explain their reasoning to why they wrote the fact the way that they did. Like, for instance, they shorten police department to police dep. Because department wouldn't fit in that particular row. So you get to pick up all kinds of cool knowledge like that.
I like it.
Do you have any achievements up your head, Meg?
No, I was racking my brain.
Help me come up with one that involves Ben Wyatt from Parks and Rec. Because I was really trying to come up with one, but I couldn't. Because he was the mayor.
Yeah.
The youngest mayor ever.
Right.
What if you go broke just building stadiums and zoos and parks?
Okay. What's his nickname? He's the something mayor.
Kid mayor or...
I thought it was like the ice mayor or something like...
Like an ice rink.
Right, because
he did a winter, indoor winter resort.
Was that what it was? I couldn't remember. Yeah. So, something with that.
We
need something with that.
I've got something for the two of you while think about that.
A couple's story?
I've got a couple's quiz.
Oh, okay, boy. Okay. That explains why you're trying to wrap it up so soon. Gotcha.
Because
there's a quiz. I like quizzes.
So, you mentioned earlier when you were reading we were on the Dave Reads from Wikipedia train.
Yeah, that 16-bit wonder.
So many different sim iterations.
Oh, yeah.
So, here's a quiz.
Okay.
About all the different sim iterations I call sim what now?
Okay, all right. That has its own music.
Yeah.
I like it.
Command the elements, the winds, the temperature, and life in this sim. And you guys can work together. Meg can't use your phone, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say the question again.
Command the elements, the winds, the temperature, and life in this sim.
Was Sim Earth a thing? Was that a thing? Are these all like sim games?
Yes.
Okay. Like with sim in the title?
Yes.
Yeah, Sim Earth.
Sim Earth?
Correct.
Okay, good.
Sim Earth.
Cool. Good job, Meg.
Control the roost of this louse in this sim game.
Sim Ant.
Did you look at that list?
I don't have my glasses. No, I
saw her looking down.
She doesn't have her glasses because they're on an elephant towel creature thing.
My glasses on because the headphones hurt them.
But Sim Ant, 2 for 2. Direct genetics and evolution in this sim.
It's not Spore.
It has sim in the title.
I think it's Sim Life. I think it's Sim Life.
Okay.
Sim Life?
Sim Life is correct.
I had that game. Three for three. I had that game. Man, you took me back. I haven't thought about that in a long time. I wanted Sim Ant, but I got Sim Life. There's the short story.
Ooh. Harvest Moon has nothing on this Sim.
Gotta be Sim Farm.
Sim Farm.
Gotta be.
Sim Farm is correct.
All right, cool.
This would have been Ted Mosby's favorite Sim.
Sim Tower.
Sim Tower is correct.
Nice. 10 things I hate about Sims.
Only released on DOS during the congressional debates in Clinton's era.
Oh, I remember hearing about this, but I don't remember what it was called. It's got to be Sim Election. Got to be.
Sim
gotta be.
White House?
Got to be Sim White House.
But what all the debates were during Clinton's presidency?
Got to be Sim dry cleaning.
Damn it, Sim dry cleaning. I did not think you'd get that.
Sim head of state. Sim
Heathcliff. Sim health.
Sim health.
Sim health.
Okay. Mm,
okay.
The Wikipedia entry for this was like a sentence long.
Okay.
This would have been loved by Bruce Jenner, Paul Harvey, and Matthew Perry's character in Scrubs.
Sim Horrible Wives.
Say that again.
This Sim would have been loved by Bruce Jenner, Paul Harvey, and Matthew Perry's character in Scrubs.
This is all you, Meg. I don't know.
These three men shared the same hobby.
Sim.
There's no.
Sim running?
Is it? I don't know. Sim tennis? That doesn't seem like a thing.
Sim copter.
Sim copter.
They all enjoyed radio-operated helicopters.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did not know that was a thing. That's good. All right. You're digging right. deep for these. I like this.
Yeah, I guess.
This is a challenging quiz. I'm glad. I wish you would have given us a practice mode.
Or I can about teach you how to
right,
take a quiz.
Right. So I don't have to just jump into this not knowing how to play.
This is what Tiger Woods surely played on rainy days.
Sim golf.
Sim cheat on your wife syndrome.
Sim cheat on your wife. Sim adultery.
Sim sexting.
Sim golf is correct.
Nice. So chalk that for we got it.
Leslie Knope would have cut her teeth in this game.
Sim parks? Parks
or Sim Park?
Sim Park is correct. The last question.
Okay, this is the big one.
Sim Park plus Africa equals this Sim.
Sim
Safari.
I bless the rains down in Safari.
Sim right. Safari.
That's what I meant.
Sim Toto.
Man, I like that song. I like that song
yeah,
so much.
That's a good song.
8 for 10. 8 for 10.
Really?
B. We got a B. Solid B.
Yeah, solid B.
I'm pretty proud.
I'm good happy job. About it.
Pretty proud.
I wouldn't have. I might have known. Sim Ant would have been the only one I would have known on the list.
if Meg hadn't been here, probably would have got a solid F.
That's what I feel like. It'll be a two-person quiz.
I like it.
We're together. I'll make it a little harder.
Because I really had to look it up, Ben Wyatt was the mayor of Partridge, Minnesota, and he bankrupted his town by developing a winter sports complex called Icetown.
Icetown. Well, so he was like the ice mayor, right? That was
so that something. Would be like our that would be our achievement if we bankrupt the town making stadiums and like parks.
Which of course were invented on the Mayflower. Thanks for doing that quiz.
Wait, you're missing a thing.
Oh,
the new segment.
The new segment, which I forgot about because I was trying to look it up and then you popped a quiz on me. But thank you for reminding why I had a new tab open on my iPad for the longest time. Then I've just been staring at this blank tab like, I don't know. I was doing something. I thought it was important, but there clearly is a quiz that needs to be taken. So I need to drop everything and focus all of my mental power on this quiz, of which I did with Meg. She answered the lion's share of the questions, and we got a B. Next time we'll get an A.
It was all guessing. I don't think I've played a lot of those games.
Probably not.
Oh, it was all guessing because I don't think I played a lot of those games.
Well, I only knew from watching
Sim Ant.
For some reason, every time I go to the gym, all the TVs always have Keeping Up with the Kardashians on. And that's how I knew Bruce Jenner is really into automated helicopters. He and Chris get in so many fights because he wants to buy all these expensive radio-controlled helicopters.
That's why they're getting. That's why they're separated now.
And then when I Googled celebrities who enjoy RC helicopters, Paul Harvey popped up.
I can't believe I didn't question that. I just accepted it as fact.
And then Matthew Perry, that was his character shtick in Scrubs.
Oh.
I'm sure Megalixir knew that.
Yep. Immediately Sam was like, oh, yep.
Okay. Thanks for helping me stall. Meg, thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Of this new segment that I really like.
I really like it too.
I really like, but I got sidetracked by an awesome quiz you put together. Tyler and Meg. We'll do this Price is Right style, like mm-hmm. we did with John. I want you to tell me, how much is this game on Amazon? This is SimCity for the Super Nintendo, in case you forgot the game we were talking about.
So I feel like it was a release game. Release game's going to be plentiful. It's a port, so it wasn't expensive to produce, so they could have made tons of copies.
Closest without going over is going to take it.
$2.
Okay, $2 from Tyler. Meg, what do you think? How much is this game on Amazon?
I'm going to say... $7.
Okay. $2 from Tyler, $7 from Meg. Actual retail value of SimCity Super Nintendo on Amazon at the time of this recording is $3.49 on Amazon.
Yeah.
Sorry, Meg, you were over. Tyler, you were off by $1.49, but you were under, so you take home the prize.
Yeah.
Which is, it's good you didn't win, Meg, because the prize is a kiss from Meg. Now do it. Give him his prize. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was good.
Right now I got a boner.
Now I got iron in my pants.
Put on your Wendy's uniform.
Get on the fry later.
Oh, the secrets of our marriage.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had a lot of fun today.
Have you?
Not. I mean, why? Why do you say that?
We've been pretty stilted on this episode.
Do you feel?
Is it me?
No, it's not you.
Is it me?
No, it's not you.
What
it's
is it?
I didn't play this game enough.
That's okay.
My fault.
I'm going to pay you back next week when we talk about Lufia 2.
That's fair.
Because I'm going to be like, tell me about this game, Tyler, because I sure as fuck did not play it. Mm. We should have come at it with that angle. You want to just re-record it?
Yep.
just re-record it?
Act like you don't know the answer to the quiz.
And I'll pretend like we don't need to get this episode up in an hour and 15 minutes. All right. So I'm going to speed this up. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I'm gonna do it at double speed. Okay. Are you okay with that?
Okay.
All right. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had a lot of fun today. If you were to give this game a beard from a scale of beer to beer, what kind of beer would it be and why?
Are you familiar with, I believe, the painting where God touches Adam?
Yes, I am. That's on the Sistine Chapel, isn't it?
Sistine Chapel. I give him God's beard from the Sistine Chapel, a long, white, flowing God beard.
That was done by a party dude.
Party dude.
Yes. That was done by a party dude.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we got
the pizza chef.
Yes. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had a lot of fun today. This is really going to fuck with people who listen to the podcast on 1.5 speed.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at you, Jacob of Wolf Fighting Fame. If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
I would give it the mayor who has the godlike powers, who has the black rim glasses. So the mayor god glasses.
Okay, great. You know what? I really wish that I would have made it some kind of mayor of Portlandia. that would have been a really good achievement.
Kyle McLaughlin.
I guess.
Muad'Dib.
Yeah, I don't know.
Muad'Dib in Dune, he plays.
Oh, does he play that? McLaughlin?
Mm-hmm.
How do you say it?
McLaughlin?
How do you say McLaughlin? His last name?
It's Sarah. It's Sarah's brother.
Yeah.
she sings songs that play over sad commercials, and he just laughs.
That's all I got for SimCity.
That's all I got. I say play it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, yeah, I think it's definitely you should give it a shot. Anybody should give it a shot.
And for $3.49 on Amazon, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, plus $5 shipping.
Never mind.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So you don't miss the next episode, we'll be talking about, I don't know, it's Monday, something. We've talked about doing a crossover Second Breakfast. That might be happening Monday.
Cool.
But it might not be, so we'll see.
All right.
But next Wednesday, IGN's 34th ranked game, Lufia 2.
Now, and that one's going to be all you. I'm going to take a pass on this one. Is that cool? I'm not going to play it at all. I'm just going to ask you questions.
It's a good game, but I understand.
I played and quit.
Yeah, see,
I'm a quitter.
I remember you telling me about playing it, Meg, and that is why I don't want to play it.
Bummer.
The puzzles are very fun, but it is. Well, we'll talk about that on the show.
We don't want to make this a double. Okay. I mean, we could do it right now because I'm not going to play it, so I could just.
I may as well just talk about it. It's just me going on and on about Loopy 2.
I'll raise Baja from the dead. She'll sit here. We'll bounce jokes off of her. It's going to be great.
While you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Give the five star.
Give it.
Give the five star. Just give it to me.
Give it now.
Give the show a 5-star review, and then write a review to go with that 5-star review.
You're being tisks, I think, for going too fast.
And if there's a game you want us to play, yes, include that in your 5-star review.
Please.
And we'll get to it.
Eventually.
Nice. That would have been fun to do fast. Don't lie to me. That would have been fun to do fast. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We don't know what we're going to talk about. You may or may not notice this about us. We're pretty casual about this. We kind of fly by the seat of our pants. I'm not going to be playing Lufia 2, so I could probably talk about whatever on Monday. Yep. I don't give a fuck. In the meantime, if you can't get enough Tadpog goodness, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. If you're ever curious about who or what Line Trap is, you can go there. You will find the answer. A new idea for a segment. Why don't I just read the top Google searches that get people to our webpage?
It's good. It's really good.
Could be a great segment. Currently, the top search is free porn. So thanks, everybody, who found our show by searching for free porn. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the show. You can also find us on
RedTube, Pornhub. What's this? Tadpog.com.
If you type in free porn into Google, what page are we on?
What does that stand for? Tyler and Dave pee on girls? I'm in.
That's our failed YouTube channel. Which Meg has nothing to do with. It's a non-sanctioned video channel. You can also find us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/tadpog. There are a lot of cool people doing a lot of cool shit. You can see a photograph of Tyler as Leitner. Did you see that Tyler?
That looks like awesome. Blake Woods.
That looks like, yes.
It looks like Blake Woods of Blackthorn and Mario 3 fame.
So you agreed with me.
Yeah.
Because I thought it
like 100% it looks like Blake.
Lord Dennis did that. And when he posted it, I thought that it was a photograph of Blake Woods. And then I had to look closely and be like, oh, that it's Tyler.
See, if it didn't look like Blake, then I would say that's Tadpog blasphemy putting me on later. But because it looks like somebody else and it's funny, it's fine.
You're going to give him a pass?
Yeah. Yep.
Good. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at Tadpog_podcast. There are also a lot of cool people retweeting us. So thank you for doing that. Please keep it up because we haven't used this in a while. It keeps the gun out of my mouth. So let's just go to that.
Yeah.
You can also call us if you want. Mm-hmm. Anytime. Operators are standing by to take your donation. You can call us at
270-833.
No.
Uh-uh. Oh, man.
I'll help you out. 883.
883-2555.
You got it. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Good job.
You got it, dude.
I'm gonna get it.
You got it, dude.
Just like Michelle and just like Comet when he eats her ice cream. Meg.
Yes, Dave.
Our intro song.
Mm-hmm.
Is
Moves by Sycamore Drive.
A link to that track
can be found on the show notes at tadpog.com.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Nailed it. Didn't even do practice mode. She got it.
Continue to be my wife for another day.
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming on. Last minute.
Yeah.
You're like, I played this game. Okay. Let's go. Let's go do this.
You did good.
Thanks.
You did a good job. Always like having you on the show, man.
Thank you.
It's like a bookend because you open the show.
I do.
With the disclaimer, and then now you close the show.
I do. How should I close it?
You know how to close
it. Read the disclaimer backwards. to reseal the demons.
Yes, I was about to say, it sends all the devils back to hell. But if you mess up, then, well, the demons eat us.
Yep.
So
it's a win-win. until next time.
Tropical Capricorn.
Hi there, listeners.
That was good. I thought you were doing good. I thought you were doing good.